And now, if accidentally I put my fingers into glue, or try to push a right-hand foot into a left-hand shoe, or if I drop upon my toe a very heavy glass, I cry as it reminds me so of that old man I used to know, whose face was kind, whose voice was slow, whose hair was whiter than the snow, who shook his body to and fro, and whispered words both sad and low, that summer evening long ago, while sitting on the grass. As the knight sang the last words, he began to turn his horse round to go back into the forest. "You've only a little way to go," he said, "down the hill and over the brook, and then you'll be a queen." "Thank you very much for coming so far," said Alice, "and for the song. I liked it very much."
"I hope so," the knight said worriedly. "But you didn't cry very much."
They shook hands, and then the knight rode slowly away into the forest. Alice stood and watched him for a while.
"It won't be long before he falls off again," she said to herself. "Yes, there he goes, right on his head as usual. But he doesn't seem to mind a bit."
When he had gone, Alice turned and ran down the hill. "Now for the last brook, and to be a queen! How grand it sounds!" A few steps brought her to the edge of the brook. "The eighth square at last," she cried, as she jumped over and sat down to rest on the soft green grass. At once she felt something very heavy on her head. "What is this on my head?" she said, "and how did it get there?" She lifted it off to see what it was. It was a golden crown.